Welcome back to our Flat Circle podcast. We know it's really after a long back. Things that happened in 2020 back to back literally hit us so hard personally and emotionally. We often give up to avoidance deep down. Yes, everything will be all right soon. So let's continue what we have started long back.
Yes, more power, strength, prayers to everyone going through different things on a different level. So in this episode, we are going to talk about an important topic. Guess what?
Guess it will be relatable to most of us. We are going to explain the mistakes we do in maintaining a relationship. I would say the worst thing in a relationship is not to break it up, but to convince yourself in that relationship.
Yes, I mean, why do we want to convince ourselves in a relationship when we lose ourselves in the end with the aim of maintaining it? Don't worry, halfway through our conversations, we understood even we have been convincing our relationship with certain people. Everyone does, but major people end up destroying themselves.
So Jay, how do you think we are convincing ourselves? I mean, I know in some relationships, but in major with major people, I don't know how well I'm convincing myself.
Actually, I was reading so many articles and online magazines for one of my article submissions. Then I saw a post made by Huffington. I was literally shocked everything I read there. Then I realized I have been wasting my energy and time convincing myself that on most of my relationship with people.
Yes, I do agree with that. As Michelle Obama once said, one of the lessons that I grew up with was to always stay true to yourself. I mean, we all lie to ourselves in different situations. But our worst situation is lying about ourselves in order to stay in that relationship.
Yes, absolutely. So guys, we have curated the 7 symbols or signs or whatever from the websites that you didn't realize you are convincing yourself in that relationship, and it's time to unleash the truth.
Here we go. Number one, justifying every little thing. You know, this is the gateway to our relationship spoiler. For example, if he or she or them didn't reply to your text, you can catch yourself saying he or she or they might be busy. Now, let me ask, is it okay to reply for your text after 2 days or so? Bro, absolutely not. Now it's time for you to realize the priorities here. We defend our relationship when someone else spotted a mistake by justifying ourselves like this.
Wow, that felt like a personal attack, Tagira. If that's true, I need to kick out 50% of my contacts.
I know, right? I too felt the same. But I guess the point you're going to mention will be much scarier than mine.
Let's see. Number two, it connects with what Tagira said. Avoiding people's opinion. Okay, according to me, this point can mislead to spoil a relationship. So be careful in whom you're watering your information. Don't ask everyone's opinion about your personal life. Feeding information can backfire you sometimes. Have a trustworthy friend. Tell her about your problems. If he or she senses some doubts, listen to them. Don't avoid. If you avoid, that's how you convince yourself in that mistake. And also remember, if you think you need opinion from your friend, that is the moment you're not sure about your relationship, which is a clear sign.
Number three, you constantly convince yourself in one or the other. Your values, your aspects of life, your morals, etc. You find yourself convincing these. Doubting yourself and convincing yourself to stay, once a wise woman said. If you have to convince yourself that it's good every day, then you have to let it go. Simple.
Absolutely. Number 4. Pretending to be someone else. A relationship is worthless when you can't be yourself. Oops. I know, I have seen so many of my friends convince themselves in this part, later ended up hating themselves and lost themselves. I think this is clear enough to mention you that be it whatever, a relationship, your job, your career, etc. When you can't be you, you can't be anything but worthless. Moreover, when you conceal yourself in a relationship, there is less intimacy.
Absolutely. Number 5. Trust me, I think this is the horrible of all, because your behavior changes totally. From you feeling jealous for your spouse's actions to intimacy issues, everything molds you into a totally variable beast from where you are. It is the most convincing theory that you shouldn't be in that relationship. Jumping to extreme conclusions, behavioral changes, impulsive decisions, should we add more?
No, that thing scared me a lot. Number 6. Stress, not happy, guilty, uncomfortable in a relationship. My mother once told me our relationship should make us happy, or at least not to make us sad and be with us. But most of our relationships make us sad. This is the whole reason our generation of 21st century does not believe in love, relationship and marriage. The belief died when they started getting hurt, rather they didn't analyze why the fact the relationship failed. One always gives too much in a relationship, always the one to end up hurt more.
It's true. Number 7 and final one, insecurities creep in. We all know things won't end well when insecurities crawl in. We start analyzing, evaluate, keep doubting, and started acting like Sherlock, which not only make us convincing in the relationship, also make the other person give up on you. In a relationship, when you think you are hurt because of them, remember, they are the one who are more hurt than you. Because guilt is the bad thing. And the worst of all is planting guilty on someone.
So guys, these are the valid points that shook us up. We are no saints, we do the same mistakes as you do. In this lockdown period, we found every relationship go wrong or stressful. So we thought this episode will be helpful for you, and also my professor once told me, we should preach what we follow. So here we are, preaching what we experienced and what we follow.
Yes, hope we made some points to clear your doubts in your relationship. If you want to share anything with us without any judgment, feel free to contact us through our mail or social media platforms. Meet you soon in another fantastic episode. Until then, bye-bye.
I'm just not sure my heart is working, and yours is beating double time. Deep down you know I ain't even worth it. It's not enough, babe, all I do is make you cry. Like, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, I know I do this every time. Like, ooh, oh, I know that I just got to say what's on my mind. You deserve better, better, better than me. Might be what you want, but I'm not what you need. You're better, better than you even realize. You deserve better, better, better than me. Might be what you want, but I want you to see. You're better off without me in your life. And I hope you find somebody else. They love you like nobody else. me, cause babe, I'm hopeless. The more it hurts, the more you try. You know I loved, I just never showed you. It'll be too late when you're with some other guy. Like, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, I know I do this every time. Like, ooh, oh, I know that I just got to say what's on my mind. You deserve better, better, better than me. Might be what you want, but I'm not what you need. You're better, better than you even realize. You deserve better, better, better than me. Might be what you want, but I want you to see. You're better off without me in your life. And I hope you find somebody else. They love you like nobody else. And I hope you give you something real. Oh, I love you still. But you deserve better. What you want, but not what you need, baby. Oh, yeah. You deserve better, better, better than me. Might be what you want, but I'm not what you need. You're better, better, you don't realize. You deserve better, better, better than me. Might be what you want, but I want you to see. You're better off without me in life.